There's no hiding the Democrats' excitement about finally getting control of Congress. It's been 12 years, after all. And so far, they've been talking a lot about overhauling ethics and raising the minimum wage and curbing deficits. What they haven't said much about yet, though, is the war in Iraq, as NPR's David Wellner reports from the Capitol.
Amidst all the festivities on Capitol Hill, the Iraq war remained the elephant in the middle of the room. Dick Durbin, the Senate's number two Democrat, acknowledged as much on the Senate floor yesterday.
Some have criticized us this week for not talking about Iraq enough. I can understand it.
Durbin predicted the debate on Iraq would begin in earnest next week, with hearings on the war in at least half a dozen committees. There will also be considerable reaction here next week when President Bush lays out his Iraq strategy. In his opening speech as the Senate's new majority leader, Harry Reid brought up the war before he listed his legislative priorities.
The war in Iraq will cast a long shadow over the Senate's work this year. No issue in our country is more important than finding an end to that war. We'll be listening very closely to President Bush when he comes forward with his plan next week. The president's new plan must ensure that Iraq takes responsibility for their own future and remove our troops from this civil war.
On the other side of the Capitol Dome, newly elected Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi reminded lawmakers that the voters in November had been clear about the need for a new direction in the war in Iraq.
It is the responsibility of the president to articulate a new plan for Iraq that makes it clear to the Iraqis that they must defend their own streets and their own security, a plan that promotes stability in the region, and a plan that allows us to responsibly redeploy our troops.
Republicans, for their part, seemed intent on avoiding any mention of Iraq in their opening day speeches. The closest reference to the conflict came from the Senate's new minority leader, Mitch McConnell.
The voters recently sent us a message. They told us to solve the problems that face this nation. They expect us to win the wars that we wage.
The one Republican who was talking up the war was the new top GOP member on the Armed Services Committee, Senator John McCain. But he did so in TV interviews, telling Fox News that President Bush should increase the number of U.S. troops in Iraq.
I think that he could sell the plan. I think that it's obvious that the situation continues to deteriorate in Iraq. When we're not winning and we're not losing, that means you lose when you're fighting an insurgency. I believe we need substantial and sustained increase so that we can train the Iraqi military and have the Iraq government take control.
And Democrat Carl Levin, who's the new chairman of the Senate Armed Services Panel, signaled he could support such a troop surge if certain conditions were met.
If a temporary surge were announced as part of a reduction in forces from the current level that begins in 4 to 6 months, and if there were milestones for political settlement which were not only agreed upon with the Iraqis, but some of which, at least, were actually reached before the surge began, then I believe such a, quote, surge would be worthy of consideration.
Other leading Democrats, though, were plainly opposed. One of them was Assistant Majority Leader Durbin.
I hope to God that the president reconsiders that. I'm afraid that in many instances we are only sending targets and not troops.
But such a presidential reconsideration appears unlikely. President Bush is instead inviting some centrist Democrats to the White House today to broaden support for his Iraq plan. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.